Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dragic goes baseline. Dragic, his push shot short, got the rebound. Spins, turns around, reverse layup, and put it up and in. Goran Dragic with 22. His first points here in the second half. Wade fumbled it, but he got inside. Wade spins, turns around. Left-hand shot. Got it off the glass. Dwayne Wade with the left hand. Oh, my. Oh, I haven't seen that one in forever. What a ball game by your Miami Heat. They come and win here in San Antonio for the first time since March 2013, and they come away with a win. The final score, 110 to 105.
You know, we know how important this time of the year is, but we definitely know how important these games are. And, you know, it feels good to be able to, you know, to win this way and to play the way we're playing, where, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, who's leading, you know, as long as we're doing it together. So, you know, it's a great environment around here right now. Even the games that we've lost, you know, we've lost somewhat to Toronto, Milwaukee, and Houston, you know, and very good teams where we had opportunity, you know, in those games. But, you know, we're playing good basketball.
Well, they do it again, and they are playing their best basketball of the season. Last night, 58 points from the bench again, led by Dragic with 22, and of course, D-Wade with a couple of amazing plays at the end of the game to make sure they hold on and get the win. Four bench players have played all in double figures with Johnson and also Hassan Whiteside. And Dragic and D-Wade all getting it done and coming up with some huge plays and everything else. The left-handed bank shot you just heard was pretty friggin' wild. And defensively, the play he makes down at the other end was huge. So they get another win, 18-16 on the road, man. How about being 18-16 on the road and you're not even a 500 team? That's how bad they've been at home.
That's right.
And they're playing better at home. Yeah. And they're playing a lot better at home, even though they let one get away against Milwaukee in the second half. They got Milwaukee next, of course. Two games left on this road trip. But, boy, I'll tell you, they're playing a lot better basketball. And Spo's done a nice job with this rotation.
See, well, he's found his rotation, right?
Well, see, it can work, man. Like, I'm not crazy. I've been saying it. Like, all these guys in and out and who starts and who comes off the bench and now you're not playing and then you start. Like, I always say, man, nobody in professional sports wants to know that. You want to be a good teammate, but like, hey, man, you can't start me. And then, like, I don't play for two games or three games. Then I play 5 minutes. Then I start. And right now, he's got a nice rotation and he's not changing it. And, you know, minutes change for different guys. Last night, D-Wade's minutes were cut back. But those guys know when they're going to play, man. They know what their roles are. Dragic and Wade together have really, really been good. And so they get another win last night. That's a good one. San Antonio was smoking hot. They'd won 9 straight games, including recently beating Golden State. So a nice 5-point win and off and running again here with a chance to get to 500. Imagine them coming home at 500 or over 500.
No.
Crazy, crazy numbers.
Their road play is just, it's unbelievable to me. And it's unbelievable to me that they're so bad at home or we're so bad at home.
Well, they got
at one point.
They got a lot of wins. They probably got 5 or 6 that you would love to have
right,
back.
That's it. And that's we always talk about that, right? At the end of the season, we look back at that one Orlando, well, not Orlando this year, but that one game. That 2-game span where, God, you beat Golden State, but you lost to this team.
Atlanta.
Yeah, and it's the home game, and it's you're going to be out of the playoffs by one game. Like, hopefully not this year, but that's usually what's happened the last couple of years.
It happened to everybody. We talked about how bad the Phoenix Suns were, and since they beat the Miami Heat, they've taken care of a lot of really good teams, including Golden State. They've literally...
They win them here and there.
Playing a lot better at nights when those guys are all rolling, those young, talented players they have. They've been able to come up with some big wins. So that was last night. We got the Panthers in action tonight, And boy, they're down to the point they need to be damn near perfect
undefeated.
Now and get a lot of help from some friends out there. Bob Bugner will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Got a good show for you. JT Riddle's going to join us coming up here next 14 or 15 minutes or so. We'll talk to the Miami Marlins shortstop about everything going on with the Marlins. And we can ask him how much you read into a winning streak in spring training.
Well, the best is right when you
baseball
said that.
Players are going, Joe, don't do that.
Somebody texted in, did you just say Marlins won 11 straight? That might be the first time I ever heard that. Ernie and Doral. He was excited to hear that.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. He's like, right. Did I hear that right? Marlins won 11 straight? First time I've ever heard
that. Well, listen, today's a special day. And if you're a junkie, you got March Madness starts up today and goes all day. That first game, Minnesota and Louisville.
That's 12:15.
And it goes all night and the same tomorrow, and then it's on. You're going to get a lot of basketball here starting all your games, so get your brackets. You got a few hours to get your brackets if you're like, oh, hell, I didn't realize it was today, man.
WQAM.com. You still have a chance to get in the Hooters Hoops Hysteria. And by the way, you said the first game starts 12:15. Last game tonight, Baylor-Syracuse starts at 10.
Yeah.
And probably around 10:15 because there's always a little
That's why you get up early in the morning, see how your teams did.
That's why it's a nice day of basketball today. There are literally so many games today. It's every couple hours. 12:15, 12:40, 1:30, 2 o'clock, 2:45. It's just your opening slate.
I hope that people, and a lot of people don't like college basketball, and don't like this, and this is, you know, it's a little niche in the market here. And I understand college basketball is not huge in South Florida. But for all those people that might miss some of their CBS shows today, like, can you let it go and not call?
You'd be shocked.
You would be shocked at how many people call and complain today at CBS that a soap opera's not on or
Judge
some
Judy.
Show. Some show, they have to miss one because there's basketball. And I would just say, if you don't like it, just flip to a different channel. Mm. Watch somebody else's soap opera or another judge.
There's got to be another judge
another
out there,
another reality
right?
show or some girl saying, I slept with your boyfriend or your husband, whatever it is. Whatever you're looking for out there, there's a lot of choices.
There's plenty to watch.
Let us go all day college basketball.
Yeah. And tomorrow, though,
and
by
see,
the way.
And see how we're doing. Yeah,
today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow.
Before. Today and tomorrow are the two biggest days of the March Madness because there's games all day long, 13 hours straight.
And young Greg is out there with his dad, man. Just like church on Sunday, man. Mm-hmm. He is there and he ain't missing it. And they're out there and they're up early. And he'll be up drinking, having a couple of drinks, and seeing how his teams do out
I've
there.
I've done it. There's nothing like that 9 a.m. or 8:30 a.m. breakfast buffet right before you head to the sports book. And you're there in that sports book for about 5 or 6 hours straight. Then there's like a little bit of a gap, maybe an hour. Maybe you try to walk around, stretch the legs, and you sit back down, and then you have about 12 more games.
Yeah.
Not like I said, 9:57 tonight Eastern is the last tip time. 12:15 is the first. That's going to go a little late. You're talking about 12:15 to almost midnight tonight, 12 hours straight of basketball.
You know we get at least one shot today, at least one right at the buzzer.
At least.
Somebody's going to hit the running, take it out of bounds, 2 seconds, 1 second, throws it up a little past half court, and is going to bank one in and beat somebody. So we're going to see a little bit of it.
The only thing today you got to realize is that it's CBS, it's TBS, it's TNT, and you got to find True TV also. If you're trying to find that, if you're trying to find all the games. If you're not going to a sports bar or something today.
Well, I'll tell you what.
True TV is the Yale LSU game
early. I'm not
just
saying this, but that Xfinity.
Helps.
That verbal command.
I know.
Because if you were to ask me right now, how do you find True TV?
Boop. You push the button, right?
I just tell them, ask them, get me to True TV, man, and it's there. But I couldn't tell you what channel. I got no idea. I'd be like everybody else out there, so. Yeah, the new cheat machine is really nice on times and channels and everything else, man. It's legit.
Still time, by the way, WQAM.com to sign up for Hooters Hoops Hysteria, the bracket challenge. You still have some time. You got to get in there before the end of our show today. I don't know exactly what time it all ends today, but to be safe, get there by 10. Get your bracket done and have a chance.
Well, Joe's in. Joe's picks are officially in.
Oh. I'm excited to see him.
He said he wanted to get him in there and see.
Well, just to make sure, yes.
I want a little different approach. Nobody cares, but I don't want to get carried away about it and make it sound like it's really, really
important stuff.
We're
going to come in tomorrow morning, and the first thing you're going to say is, how did everybody do? There's 16 games today. Like, how did everybody do? Would you go 12-4? Would you go 5? There's going to be a guy that goes 15-1 or 16-0 today. there is going to be one of those guys. Maybe not in our building because we don't have that many smart people, but there's going to be
one of
those guys.
First of all, it's not even smart. Mm-hmm. It's just some of them, somebody's hot and somebody's not, and somebody hits a bunch of outside shots, and somebody's going to be ice cold and can't make shots, or it's just a bad matchup. Even those guys, those seven or eight guys doing it for a living on CBS and ESPN, are going to miss some.
3:10 today, Belmont, Maryland. Who you got?
I'm not going to get into it, but I got Belmont on the big upset. You just wanted to get me, man. That's fine.
I'm just looking at the upset games. I think I know who you have in, like, the Michigan State-Bradley game. That's a 2:15. I think I know you got Michigan State there. You like Florida State versus Vermont today?
I like Florida State.
Okay.
I think FSU's got a really good team, yeah, man. I'm definitely going with them. Hey, we got some other stuff that came out with the University of Miami football. Everybody knows about they got their quarterback eligible yesterday, and it was a big story and everything else. But the other side of that is they've got some young, and this was the argument last year. Oh, they don't have any good quarterbacks. Apparently, they don't have any receivers besides Jeff Thomas. And I was like, wait a second, man. They got to get these young wide receivers going. Mark Pope needs to be really good.
You'd hope.
Mark Pope, I guess apparently, and I was reading Barry Jackson, almost called it quits after 1 year because his offense was so bad and he wasn't playing. But they had a class of young wide receivers who were recruited by everybody. Mark Pope could go anywhere he wanted to go. You got to get, besides Jeff Thomas, he needs a couple of dependable friends out there that they can get, whether it's Wiggins or Hightower. But Mark Pope needs to be, and I think Manny Diaz understands it, like he needs to be a big-time player. He needs somebody to help him. You know, they've talked to him about working hard and all that stuff. You can't just show up because you're Mark Pope. But he's got so much talent. So much talent. Somebody's, and the receiver coach, just got to get some of these receivers going. I mean, we can't just sit and talk about the three quarterbacks and they got to get better. We got to get some guys. Jeff Thomas, by the way, was really good. I'd love to have seen him finish the season with the team last year and everything that happened there. But I think he's going to be, it's a fresh start with him, with a new head coach and new offensive staff, and the same for the rest of those guys.
Well, you needed something. At the end of the year last year, those stats passing were just ridiculous.
But there
you
is
thought you weren't watching
no
a bad high school team.
You should ever talk about UM football not being able. Now, there's been years where UM couldn't run the football, and you're going, the offensive line. But there is UM football to throw it. With the skill position players that they have, got good young tight ends. There's just no reason this offense shouldn't be so much better throwing the football. And by the way, like pro football, college football is about throwing it, man, and big plays. And as good as Jeff Thomas' season was while it was going, there's no reason some of those other guys, not that they can run as fast as Jeff Thomas, that's freakish, but they got to get that thing. They got to get that thing going. They got to get it going the way we got to get going. We're going up to Jupiter. You ready to take a little trip up to Jupiter? JT Riddle, Miami Marlins shortstop. He's in a nice little battle. Speaking of shortstops, you got Miguel Rojas really having a great spring. We'll talk to him about everything and getting ready, and this team getting ready to break camp. And man, before you know it, you're going to hear that little play ball down in Miami with the Marlins. So we'll take a quick break. We'll have that for you coming up in just a moment. But first, got to tell you about Michael Kotze. He's a leadoff hitter. Michael Kotze, Choice Mortgage Bank, really, really good at what he does, man. He can get you on base. He can get you rolling, man. How many people out there are going through mortgage banker frustration right now? Just want to get approved. Found something you like. You don't want to hear about bad credit. You don't want to hear about a weak tax returns or not enough money for a down payment. You don't want to hear you're getting turned down because you've had a foreclosure or short sale in the past 5 years. You want somebody to take a chance on you, give you a second chance, or find a creative way to get you approved. And that is what Michael Kotze does better than anybody at Choice Mortgage Bank. Been in business since 1994, got a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166254. His name is Michael Kotze, and he's all about great service, but most important, he's about getting you approved. And I got to tell you, Rates right now have never been better for you to take advantage of with Michael Kotze. Vets, we got 100% financing for veterans out there. Take advantage of it. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730 for Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage Bank. Hey, welcome back. We're trying to track JT down as they're up in Jupiter, finishing up here last few games of spring training baseball, man. And then before you know it, it won't just be Seattle playing Oakland. You know, we don't have to watch. Oh, is this getting ripped by everybody yesterday? Then, wait a second. God. So baseball starts their games, starts their league out of the country.
It's weird. So it's an opening day, opening
America's
night.
Pastime is going to start in Japan for their first two games.
Correct.
And I know Ichiro is a big part of it.
And he's retiring today.
One of the greatest players in the history of Japanese baseball. But, man, it is a weird one. And listen, they love their baseball like a lot of places, and we can go through the list of different countries that love their baseball. But, yeah. I just make a big deal about that, and people got mad. I said, listen, if you're going to open baseball season, you should be here in this country. Oh, really?
I'm with you.
Oh, all right, there you go. So Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico and Venezuela and Japan, they shouldn't have it?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, man. Maybe I'll back off a little bit. Hey, I'm not going to back off on who's joining us right now. JT Riddle, Miami Marlins shortstop, joins us. JT, how you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Man, we're hanging in there, and appreciate you coming on. I'm guessing you're going to be glad when this spring's over so you can get back here and they count. Have you got enough work in where you feel pretty good about starting this thing up?
Yeah, feeling good. Ready to get going here next week. It's exciting. You know, I guess we're less than a week away, a week away today.
JT, we were just talking about it because we're watching live baseball right now. We're watching Seattle and Oakland play this morning. It's kind of weird when you're still in spring, in camp, and there's live baseball going on right now that counts in the standings, right? That's weird.
It's a little weird, but it's kind of fun to come in the clubhouse, during spring and see an actual,
real baseball
opening series going on. So it's good to see it back on the TV and some games that matter.
Well, and they're going at it. There's one thing about it. It's not a spring game because they're playing a different level. Hey, JT, I want to ask you, for you, Miguel Rojas having a great spring, how do you treat it? I always wonder when you come in and some's an open competition, you're probably both going to be on the team at the shortstop position. Do you try to focus on yourself and not see what Miguel's doing every day? How do you treat it?
You just come into camp and you just prepare to, be the best player you can be and do whatever you need to do to help the team. Rojas is a great guy and a great player, great teammate. I've been with him or around him, for 4 years now. And, it's always good seeing guys, do well. Even if you're going against him, that he's going to be your teammate throughout the year. And, he's going to be here helping us win games and, make this team better. So, it's funny, it's people ask, what do you think about this guy? What do you think about this guy? It's like, well, you're going head-to-head for a position, but all in all, whatever needs to be done for the team to win games and for myself to help the team and, for Rojas to help the team. And no matter what happens, we're going to be teammates and we're going to both be playing and, wanting to do the best we can to win games for the club.
JT, I always wonder, there's for you guys, I know you've heard it, we hear it, we see it, everybody's expectations for this team are pretty low. How do you guys treat it on this team? I know you've won a lot of games in a row, and, it's more about getting your timing and getting ready to go. I don't know how much you guys read into 11-game winning streak during spring, but what do you say to people just look and go, I've looked at this roster, too many young guys that haven't proven anything, they can't win now. What do you say?
I guess you just say, well, wait and see. And, it's a lot of fun right now. We got a good group of young guys. We got a good group of veteran guys in here. We got great staff, great front office from the top to bottom. And, things are turning around. We got the new logo, the new colors. The fan base is supporting us. And, I think we're going to prove a lot of people wrong. And, you know, you got a lot of people fighting for positions every day, and I think that makes the competition around here a little better, and it makes, you know, people want to be the best that they can be day in and day out. And, I mean, right now here in camp, you can see that. You know, it's spring training, but we're winning games. Everybody's, you know, fighting. Other teams are fighting, too. You know, to win their spots, and it's not like we're just going out and winning spring training games just because nobody else is, you know, trying.
JT, is there more pressure when you're going into a camp, or just for you, or do you see it around the other players when all these positions are up for grabs? There are a lot of positions that are up for grabs. Do you see it from the young guys or the older guys in the clubhouse that there's a little more pressure because of that, or like you said, is it just better competition and better for everyone in the clubhouse?
I think it's better for everyone. I mean, there's always going to be pressure to, you know, succeed at any level you play at, no matter what. And, you know, I think that, you know, pressure is a good thing sometimes because it's going to have you, you know, focus and want to be better and want to come in and get better every day. And all in all, that's going to help the team out, and it's going to make the team, you know, a better team in the long run.
JT, you got a lot of good arms. By the way, do you know everybody's name by now? You've been around long enough that you know everybody when you see them, because you got a lot of good young arms that we still don't know a lot about, and some of the deals that have been made in the last year or so. You getting pretty good with everybody's name there?
Yeah, you know, everybody's name is pretty familiar to me now, so that's good.
Hey, by the way, did you do your brackets yet? Did you do college basketball brackets? Did you get involved in that or no?
Of course I did. I got about three brackets.
And I know you're waiting for 7:10 tonight, right? You're going to be available at 7:10 tonight when Kentucky plays?
I'll be sitting on the couch watching the game for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How deep can they do? And don't be a homer now, because I know you watch all sports and you like them all. What do you think?
Joe's looking for help. Can you tell JT Joe's looking for help on his 1 and 2 seed to see how far they're going to go in his brackets?
I got Kentucky. Of course, I got three brackets. So Kentucky, of course, is winning one of my brackets. And then my other bracket is going to the Final Four. So I think at least the Final Four run, and, you know, and I'll be happy. I might not be happy, you know, if they lose that game in the Final Four, but I'll be happy with the season they had.
JT, I'm just looking around, and sometimes last year I did too many upsets, and I ended up getting hammered. Those early upsets that happened this year, I went all one seed.
Chalk. He's got chalk all the way through.
I just went top seeds, man. I'm going to count on all those guys to do this for a living to see how it goes. Did you do a lot of that? You put the one seeds going deep? Or which one do you like the best?
I didn't. I guess I had, you know, Duke is probably my best one seed. But I like that the Murray State matchup is probably my upset, you know, my upset pick.
Wow.
I like it. I couldn't do it.
I'd stick with Marquette.
No, that's
Murray State's
that's
got a
good.
Great player on that team.
Yeah, literally Joe's bracket. It was, if a computer did it and just went by numbers, that's what kind of Joe's bracket looks like outside of maybe one upset. But JT, you're not the only guest that's come on this week where he's asked for, hey, what do you like here, or who do you like here? Joe will sneak in the, you know, Belmont's playing Maryland today.
Well, JT doesn't have a lot of time.
He's done three brackets.
JT's
a college basketball fan. He knows what's going on.
How many of these teams have you seen?
I've seen probably, I'd say, half of them in action.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's a pretty good one right there, yeah.
That surprised me right there a little bit, JT. That was very, very strong stuff. Hey, JT, what'd you work on the most for your game from last year to this year? And I know health's a big thing that is a given, but is there one part of your game that you work on that you think needs to get better? What would it be?
I'd say just, you know, what I've done, you know, at the plate, just working on, you know, positioning of my hands and kind of approach at the plate has been my biggest thing. Of course, you know, you touched on the health thing, just being stronger and being healthier, you know, to finish a whole season ever since the injury happened. Kind of been a rough road the last, you know, year or so. And so big thing for me this off season was, you know, get stronger, but also just, you know, focus on, you know, simplifying my swing and then my approach at the plate.
JT, opening day is 1 week away. Fans are encouraged to cut out of work a little early. It's a 4:10 start. Come check out all the ballpark enhancements. Tickets available at marlins.com/tickets. Opening day to you, when someone brings that up, when someone talks about it, how special is opening day?
Oh, you get jitters thinking about it. You know, you don't play baseball, you know, in front of, you know, the huge fan base for 5 months, you know, and come in, you love the game, and then the moment you step out there for opening day, when you look up and there's, you know, 20,000, 30,000 up, you know, up around you cheering you on, you kind of get jitters, you know, every time. And I think back to 2017, it was, you know, my first game in the big leagues was, it wasn't opening day, but it was opening day at home for the Marlins. It was the opening home game. And I think back to that moment and, man, I was shaking in my shoes, you know, but opening day is, you know, it's going to be fun. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun this year down in Miami with, you know, everything that's been going on in the culture down there. And I'm looking forward to it.
JT, thank you, man. Appreciate you spending a little bit of time with you. Good luck to Kentucky, my man, and stay healthy. How about that combo right there? That sounds good.
Like it. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
All right, that was JT Riddle, Miami Marlins shortstop there. Opening day is a week away, folks. Marlins.com/tickets to make sure you are there. It's a 4:10 start, so you might have to leave work a little early to get to opening day.
You got Kentucky going deep?
I have Kentucky.
Everything gets back to today, man.
I know. I have Kentucky going pretty deep, but I don't think I have them in the Final Four. I didn't want to tell JT, though.
Yeah.
He's got him in the Final Four. He's got him in the Elite Eight.
It's a school.
I don't know if I have.
You got to have it for your school.
Yeah, he probably has Florida losing in the first round anyway, just like I have him going
for. I will tell you, man, growing up, opening day for your favorite baseball team is
huge.
The best.
Yep.
And I'm not saying, you know, everybody's got their own favorite sport, and we see it every day on the text machine. And why don't you talk? I want to hear about college football. I want to hear about basketball. You don't talk. Oh, NFL. I mean, you can never make everybody happy, but opening day in baseball for me is still the best. Speaking of baseball, Johnny Bench is expected to join us at 8:00 this morning. I think he lives up in Jupiter, by the way.
Oh,
he's up there. And Johnny, come on. He played in some All-Star games. I was just looking up the National League All-Star games when he was playing. Willie, Hank, he might have caught himself a little Roberto.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. When you have those names and you talk about Johnny Bench being in the middle of all that and being one of the better guys too, that's an awesome time in baseball.
You ought to ask everybody that's old enough to remember that's seen all the catchers. We talk about greatest players of positions.
Best catcher ever?
And there's been other guys, and you never want to take, and there's other Hall of Fame catchers, but I don't think the Big Red Machine and Johnny Bench, nothing was better than that. And by the way, I'm talking to both ends, man. I'm not just talking about a guy who got back there and it could just hit. I'm talking about all around. That dude was just as good behind the
plate. Try to steal on him? You're going to try to steal second on him?
Yeah, he was.
Not going to happen, right?
Four guys on his team, the Big Red Machine, all made the Hall of Fame. It's crazy. Is there four? I think there's four.
Joe Morgan.
Well, one didn't.
Well, yeah.
One did not.
Yeah, not.
Old Pete.
Yeah.
We'll talk to him about everything coming up at 8:00 this morning, and we got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. We still have to get to Bob Bugner, Florida Panthers head coach, also going to join us this morning. We got a little saltiness between Dade and Broward here. I got to read that, by the way. People didn't get to see it that aren't into the social media stuff. You're going to hear what Jorge Mas had to say, and then deleted real fast.
Maybe it falls into Hollywood's headlines a little bit.
Oh, Hollywood could have that coming up next before Johnny Bench?
It's a possible tease. It's a possible tease. I don't know for sure. We don't see
his stuff.
You
put a little pressure on him, though.
Yeah,
that's good. All right, take a break. We'll be back.
Oh, it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
What do you got for us this morning?
What do you want to get to first here, Joe? We got some messy tweets we can get to.
I do want everybody to hear
was right.
Jorge Mas's tweet that got people in Dade County a little fired up.
All right, so this was sent out yesterday from at Jorge Mas. It could have been in Miami, but zero ability to build world-class complex. Their hands are tied by antiquated laws. Our parks are cow pastures.
Ooh.
And kids have to go to Orlando to play tourneys. Sad state of affairs in Miami-Dade. Fort Lauderdale displayed vision. Hats off to them. He went on to say, this deal will happen. 60%+ of voters approved. We do not live in Venezuela or Cuba. Democracy reigns in the USA. This is the best stadium/development/municipal deal in the history of our country. Voters are smart.
Wow.
Whoops.
Woo!
That didn't go
He threw a little dictatorship. If he didn't hit home, he wanted to hit you with a couple of Bombs there.
Oof.
What else you got there, Woody?
All right. Did you guys see that NCAA ad that they've been running? We've been watching a lot of NCAA basketball going on right now. There's a day in the life ad.
I saw that.
It's a 30-second ad where it shows just a generic kid, and he's going to class, and he's playing sports. It looks like he's having a great time, whatever. So Emmanuel Acho, who works for ESPN, made his own version of the video. Zach's nodding his head. I think he's
smart.
Basically, what the video shows is the guy waking up at like 6 a.m. It's dark out. He goes. He lifts weights. He goes. They show him running through campus with his backpack to get to class. Then they show him going back to practice. And then the end of the video is kind of funny because he's texting with a girl who says, would you like to come over and watch a movie? He writes back, no, I have 6 a.m. weights. And then the end of the video shows him going to bed.
That's it. It is kind of funny. And I love the fact that they put the tweet out or whatever the video was, and everyone's answering back, you really think this is a day in the life?
It's like, a very cheesy ad.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what they're trying to accomplish by doing that, but it's a very cheesy ad.
Oh,
speaking of cheesy, did you see Aaron Rodgers' goodbye to Randall Cobb yesterday on Instagram?
No.
His quote, and I want to see if you guys can guess the movie. I have to remind myself that some birds aren't meant to be caged, and when they fly away, the part of you that knows it was a sin to lock them up does rejoice. Still, the place you live in is that much more drab and empty that they're gone. I guess I just miss my friend. Do either of you guys know the movie?
I don't.
No clue.
I have to remind myself that some birds aren't meant to be caged.
Wow!
Great movie.
Their feathers are just too bright. And when they fly away, the part of you that knows it was a sin to lock them up does rejoice. But still, the place you live in is that much more drab and empty that they're gone. I guess I just miss my friend.
Wow. By the way, how many times you seen that? I gotta be in. Yeah, many. That's gotta be a four or five times.
I'm going literally 15 plus.
Got a great ending. Like, the whole thing is
it's
great,
on TNT,
man.
on a Saturday afternoon. I'm sitting in the house with no sports on. It's 20 minutes into the movie. I can't stop watching it.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Cry at the end, right?
It's pretty good.
Everybody
I don't
tears
want to cry, man.
They tear up a little bit.
It's a crying movie.
Only thing make me tear up is, there's been a few things. With Don Shula ripping me, it's pretty good. It get me to tear up a little bit.
That thing is haunting you, right? Does that haunt you at night?
He got me good. I got rid of him before I got home, barely.
When you see Shula, do you get a little scared?
No, not now.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I did when he was my boss.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a different story.
Ready for something that might make you cry?
Yeah.
Bobby Kraft and 14 other suspects in the Florida prostitution sting have made their plea to try to get that video locked up.
Yes, I will cry, yes.
That'll make you cry if that thing hits TMZ.
Oh, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see a screenshot.
That is
nothing.
A dogfight right now between those guys and TMZ to see who gets that video.
I'm guessing TMZ gets it either way, right?
Oh, yeah, no, they are. You're going to see all of Robert Kraft.
So all 14 of these losers filed tried to get this thing basically pulled here. The attorneys are working on this. It was filed jointly between all 14 of them. So we'll see. Do we get to see the video or not? I don't personally am not interested in
seeing it. Well, he's not saying. I hope he's not saying with that video out there, I didn't do anything wrong.
I'm just
bad.
I don't want to see the video. I don't want to hear the audio.
How about that thing breaks just as those owners' meetings start?
Oh, that morning. Like that morning.
I don't care how much money you have. It'd be a little embarrassing to be with all your billionaire partners.
And you walk over and one of them's on their phone.
Somebody
got to
say something. You know Jerry Jones would go, hey, Robert, really?
You know, like the presentation with all the owners watching.
You,
and
you can do
Jerry
a lot
hacks
better
it.
Than that, man.
Jerry hacks it to put the video on.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. Put on where everybody
on the big screen
it.
At Dallas Stadium.
Oh, that'd be brutal.
Here's a video that TMZ did obtain. You guys remember the Chad Kelly story?
Yeah.
From Halloween last year? It was a few days before Halloween. He was at a Von Miller Halloween party. And I guess he had a little bit too much to drink at the party. He was dressed up. In full costume, by the way, and he walked into someone else's house after the party.
Right.
He just went walking into someone's home. So the video came out. TMZ has the video. It's actually kind of an interesting video. The guy's getting smacked around with a vacuum cleaner.
He was so drunk, you could have hit him. He wouldn't have known what was going on.
You could have thrown a cotton ball at him. He would have fallen.
If you can see in the video, it looks like he's dressed as Woody from Toy Story.
I got to tell you, he didn't make any friends at that party. They couldn't get rid of him.
No, he's not on the team anymore. He's looking for a new team.
You've been around that guy, right? That drinks too much at the party, and when he does, everybody goes, dude, you're just out of control and out of line with everybody. Yeah. Your ass needs to leave now.
Yeah, not good.
All right, we've had a couple of spring break going on right now. So we've had a couple of NFL players involved in bar fights. Remember we had Tyrone Crawford? Yesterday we talked about his story.
Yeah.
TMZ has the video once again. They have the video of this fight. Now, the difference between him and the guy from the Panthers who just got knocked out by some random guy, he needed multiple bouncers. There's four bouncers restraining this dude in the video.
They were bouncing off his back.
Yeah, I mean, they needed four bouncers. This was in Panama City. He's 6'4", 280. He's actually smaller than the guy from the Panthers who got knocked out cold, again, by the average fan. But they needed four bouncers to get this guy restrained. So that's actually a little bit better.
You know what's amazing?
Right?
They said he was going at it with everybody. He didn't get arrested.
No, he didn't.
How does
They're
that
like,
possible?
Hey, nice show, man. We got you on video. Get out of here. Go sober up.
How is that possible?
I don't know, but some of those bouncers got up. They were pissed. They were hitting him in the back of the head and trying to,
Gotta get the guy down, man.
By the way, that place got a lot of bouncers. See all the guys with the same color shirts on?
Spring break, man. You ain't putting out three guys.
By the way, that was Fort Lauderdale in the early 80s
right
there.
Exactly.
What else you got, Woody?
All right, guys. Celtics and Sixers could be a fun series if that ends up happening in the playoffs. I don't know if you guys caught last night. Marcus Smart got into it. Joel Embiid sent him flying. I would assume he will be suspended. Here's Joel Embiid, though, after the game, talking about his game.
First of all, I'm glad we got the win. Second of all, this is one of the best defensive players in the league. And third of all, I've been hearing that these guys can guard me better than anybody else, so I just have to come out there and show that I'm the most unstoppable player in the league.
That's my favorite. Nothing
awesome.
I like better than a guy beats his chest.
That is awesome.
He's the most unstoppable player in the league.
I tell you, the East is getting really going to be fun to see what happens. Right?
Joel Embiid.
When the season's over into June, it's going to be fun to see who comes out of the East, because that sucker, to me, looks wide open between four teams. Pick them.
Milwaukee, Toronto, Philly, Boston.
Milwaukee's
if that's the
got
final
some guys
four.
Banged up.
I know.
They got some problems. They got two key guys banged up. Out.
But if Toronto and Philly and Milwaukee and Boston are your semifinals in the East, you're going to have a fun last two series in the Eastern Conference.
I agree. I agree with you.
You want to end things with a nice story here? We don't usually do this.
Nah.
We've had a couple arrests, prostitution
I do like
stings.
Nice stories. I don't want everybody to think we're always looking for dirt, man.
No, we are.
Usually,
bad look.
We usually do, but sometimes these things crawl across the desk here. So Cameron Koger, he's a freshman at Kansas State University. They had a little contest during one of their games to you hit a three-point shot, and you go and hug the mascot first. You beat the other guy, and you win a year's worth of Qdoba, the burrito place.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he decided that he would donate his entire winnings to the Manhattan Emergency Shelter and provide meals for all the homeless people in Manhattan, Kansas. So it's a nice story. It's also nice because the Qdoba decided to double the donation. So they matched his donation. He also went on Twitter. He was offering up the burritos at first and seeing people, you know, what they would respond and why they needed the burritos. And he said that everyone had good responses, but he decided to donate them to charity. So it's kind of a nice move there.
There's a nice story.
That's really
Who
cool.
says you don't do nice stories?
Right. Yeah, we don't usually do that.
You know, Woody, who says that you're always salty and mean-spirited?
A lot of people do say that.
I do.
It's very nice
most
right
people
there.
Say that.
Most people.
That's a nice story.
We could do a poll
Somebody's
around the building.
In their car going, you know, Hollywood did a really nice story. That was a nice ending. Zach, what
we
do we got
less
coming
nice
in?
Less nice things. We need more arrests today. Perhaps would
there
be
you
good.
Go. Turn back
it's spring
into your
break.
True
no, no,
self.
No, it's spring break.
He literally wiped the
we
salt off and then poured it back on.
We need some more NFL players fighting at college bars.
That's great. All right. What do we got coming in?
56022. Damn.
Such an idiot.
I mean, damn.
Always got to say something.
The Kendall Toyota. West Kendall Toyota. He really
Hopefully
is.
Hopefully we get some closure on the Bobby Kraft thing soon, though.
Oh, here's some text coming in on Bobby Kraft. Someone said, wonder if TMZ has located Kraft's happy ending girl and what the payoff's going to be for her. Got a little exclusive interview. Someone also says, I don't want to see the hard evidence of Bob Kraft. Me either.
I agree. It's out there, though, and he knows it.
Mm-mmm.
But
burn
I think,
the video. Burn
I think
it.
Most guys are like, I don't need to see I don't need to see it. I don't need to see either version of it.
No.
Well, what kind of guy are you? You want to see it or not?
I don't.
I do
Why
not.
Why would I want to see some guy?
You want to see it?
If it was put in front of me, I'd probably watch it.
Hector does in the back. Look at him shaking his head.
Really? You want to see that 1 minute of
no
35 seconds of whatever that was? That's great.
That's a shot.
No. Yeah. I mean, it is, but I
35 seconds.
He wasn't there long.
he was take a shot at old Bobby?
Damn.
Oh, God. That's crazy.
God, man. I'm going to throw up in my mouth thinking about that.
What else you got?
Well said by Jorge Moss. He should move the team to Fort Lauderdale. From his tweets before that Hollywood Red.
Be careful.
It might happen.
that name
you
from
got a
Miami.
Dade County phone number, sir.
That
be
Miami
careful,
name yeah. might switch.
Let's see. So everyone is texting in Shawshank. Shawshank, everyone loved that.
Yeah,
that's a
that
great quote.
By the way,
Aaron
it's
Rogers.
A great, great movie.
Yep.
Does that move Aaron even farther up your list of guys you love?
Well, he's a Cal guy, too. That's so for Joe.
I've told you guys, okay? I think Aaron Rodgers is really good. We all know he's a really good quarterback. He's a strange, different dude.
He is.
Flying a little different than the other birds.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, last one for this hour here. As a person who's given over 25 years to youth sports in Dade County, Jorge Moss is totally correct. As an example, 2 weeks ago I had to lay down 800 square feet of sod myself on a field as the county could not do it.
That's
Look
terrible.
At that. That's a nice guy right there.
We got to get going on those fields, though. I do agree. There is no excuse to not have good park fields down here with the friggin' weather we have. And the soil. There's no excuse.
I agree. Why? I mean, that's what it's taking?
I mean, if it's as bad as CalPad, where you sprain your ankle when you're running, that's, I mean.
No, you can't have guys playing on that. Good. Kids playing on that. You can't.
I gotta tell you, I'm over Plantation at the park over there playing tennis all the time. They got soccer matches going all the time, and man, those fields are really nice. They got to be
pristine.
Nice. They don't let anybody else on them except those fields.
The COG initiative?
Yeah, that
keep,
one.
Keep off
yeah,
the
that
grass.
Thing. Anyway. Hey, we got Johnny Bench expected to join us here in about 5 minutes.
You are glowing. You are glowing. You're excited for Johnny Bench.
Oh, listen, man. I hope he's fired up about being on. I hope he's like, all right, guys.
Well, don't, you know.
What do you need?
Temper those expectations. You never know. It's 8 a.m.
All right. Listen, hopefully good. Anything with the Big Red Machine is is good and fun and everything else he did in his great career. And now a father taking care of kids, man, late in life. Anyway, Zach, we got a lot more stuff to get to coming up in 8 o'clock hour.
I just want to let everyone know, just you still have some time to sign up for QAM's Hooters Hoops Hysteria, the bracket challenge. Go to WQAM.com. You can win prizes after every round. Go there now, WQAM.com. You still have time for Hooters Hoops Hysteria bracket challenge.
Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.